Blog Talk Radio.
My God, hear my voice of my supplications.
Supplications means prayer. Oh God, Yah the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. And salvation means deliverance from sin. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest, that is to say, avoid the risk of they exalting themselves. As for the head of those that compass me about, and compass means to be around you, that compass me about or round about me, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. I will say amen to that. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let an evil speaker be established. Excuse me, let me read verse 11 again, because the devil will have me to read it wrong or incorrect. It says, let not evil speakers be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that Yah the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted. And afflicted means the person that's in distress or suffering or in pain, and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 140, and I pray that our Heavenly Father will give us understanding to the meaning of that Psalms and give us the protection that it asks at the beginning from the evil one. It says, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil one. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagines mischief in their hearts. They continually are gathered together for war. And as I said earlier here, that is not for us people. Now, sheep, I want you to follow me to the book of Mark, chapter 6. And we're going to pick up reading there after I say this word of prayer and then introduce myself. And let's thank our Heavenly Father that I do not hear any noises in the phone today, as I have been hearing for the last past couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Not only that, I have been airing at 9 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock in the morning on the Sabbath day, and I'm asking my Father in heaven to help me understand why this error has occurred and what is it intentional. I know that I didn't set it intentional. I'm going to wait for some of the college students that I know to come home, come and make it right. And hopefully next Sabbath morning, we will start the program at 8 o'clock as it should be. Let's bow our heads or look up unto heaven. I like looking up into the heavens. I don't like bowing down, even though I know that we're going to have to bow down when we meet our Heavenly Father. We're going to have to bend on our knees. Let's say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this trying month and the months to come. Please let those coming months be better than those of the past. your servant James wrote in the book of James, in the New Testament, to count it all joy. And I'm just paraphrasing. When you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worship worketh patience. And my faith has been tried and tried. The devil will not let up, Heavenly Father. But I know that as long as you have my back, I will be able to stand up to the evil one. And let me hold on to your hand, no matter what. Father, I ask that for the sick and shut in that believe in you, that you bring them to an immediate healing. Father, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I thank you for giving us sheep excellent health and sane, sound mind. I ask you to open up the minds of the ministers and pastors and let them read to your sheep what is in the Bible. Some are going and saying, well, you know, times have changed, but I tell them your word has not changed, and they are to live by your laws, commandments, precepts. That's what I do. I say this prayer in your Yeshua's name. I just heard a noise in my house, but that's quite all right. I hear another noise, but I am going on in the name of Yeshua. I say this prayer, and the Edomite or the, who are they? They have changed your name from Jesus, from Yeshua to Jesus. And I'm talking about the Adumians and the Edomites or the white man. And most people do not know that your name, Heavenly Father, is Yahweh, and your son's name is Yeshua. I had to learn this, and I just learned this not very long ago. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Also, you'll find it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath starts on the Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. I read to you, sheep, from the King James Version of the Bible. And as always, I want you, sheep, to have your three P's handy. That is to say, your pen, paper, and pencil. There may be something I will say that you will want to remember or refer to later. Okay, and I have some other things, a few things that I want to say, and it's about the Feed My Sheep show. I want you, everyone, to know that Feed My Sheep is not a plant-based program. I don't tell you to feed your sheep plants. I am telling you to feed your sheep from biblical-based scriptures that come from the Bible. So if you look up on the internet and you see the Feed My Sheep show next to something that is plant-based, I want you to know that my show is not plant-based. I feed you from the word of the Bible. I read to you from what is in the Bible, and sometimes I will try to expound upon what I have read. Also, I want you to know that after that fourth blood moon that we had this past September, I think it was 30th, somewhere around there, in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks, Deuteronomy chapter 15, and let me just turn there quickly. It talks about what people on the TV were talking about, Smita, and I don't quite know how to spell Smita, but I spell it S-H-E-M-I-T-A, and I don't know if that is a word in the Bible like that, but I have been reading Deuteronomy chapter 15, and I am struggling to get there, and I'm almost here. I am here. And I want you to read verses 1 to 2. Well, let me just read it to you. It says, I am in Deuteronomy chapter 15, and I'm going to read to you verses 1 through 2. It reads, at the end of 7 years, you shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creator that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the release of the Lord. So I'm telling you now, we are in that 7-year period. If someone owes you something, release it. Forgive that debt. As well, our creditors should do that. But they are of the Idumean and the Edomites. They are the white men, and they don't believe in this Bible. At least that's what one girl told me. In the whole class, about 30-some years ago, our teacher was explaining to us in that many parts of the world, he was talking about the black Madonna and the baby Jesus Christ being black. And she gets up and says, you know we don't believe that. And I was just shocked at my teacher saying that Jesus Christ was a black man or a man of color. And she said, you know we don't believe in that mess. My mouth was flung open. That was a jaw-dropping experience for me. But let me get back to the lesson of today. And it is true. If you read your Bible, you will find that Jesus is a black man. Read Revelation chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And let me just turn quickly there to read to you what it says. I'm in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. It describes the head of Jesus. It says, his head and his hair were white like wool, and as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire, and his feet unto fine brass. Well, you know brass is a color of a shiny brown, as if they were burned in furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And then if you read, I think it's in Daniel chapter 7, where it talks about the Ancient of Days. And it tells you that the same thing. Well, let me just turn to Daniel right quick. And I speak to all people. God told me to feed his sheep. And a lot of pastors, they don't tell you what I am telling you now. And that is what thus said the Lord. And I'm trying to find the book of Daniel. And here it is. Now I am to find Daniel chapter 7. And I'm going to read at verse 9. I hope you see for writing these names of the books down that I'm giving you and the chapters. I am in the book of Daniel, Daniel 7, and then I'm at verse 9. It reads, "And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and his hair, his head like pure wool." Now, that does not describe the white Christ that the Idumean or the Edomites have portrayed to the whole world. They have lied about what Jesus looks like. And people will say to me, "What does it matter?" And I say to them, if it didn't matter, then why did they portray Jesus in the United States of America and tell as many people in the world that Jesus is a white person when the Bible says that he's black? I have not read sheep anywhere in this book where it tells you that Jesus has blue eyes and long blonde hair, straight hair. It doesn't say that. This Bible, as I read it, the more I read it, the more I know that it is for black people. Now, let me tell you what Blog Talk Radio does oftentimes. Whenever I'm speaking like this, they will make whatever I'm saying to you inaudible. So that means that you will hear what I'm saying, but not clearly. Let's turn with me to the book of Mark, and I'm going to finish reading Mark chapter 6 and then read today's lesson, that is, defilement comes from within. Let's finish reading Mark chapter 6 and then move into reading Mark chapter 7. We left off in Mark 6, verse 51. It reads, "And he said unto them, into the ship," and let me start reading again, "and he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wonder, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew near the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him." So when Jesus came out of that ship, people knew him that were in the land of Gennesaret. That's verse 55. "And ran through the whole region around about, and began to cry, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, that they heard where he was." So they carried those people who were in their beds sick to the area or to where Jesus was. And wheresoever he entered into villages or cities or countries, they laid the sick in the streets and besought. Besought means to ask or beg him that they might touch it if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. And that is the reading of Mark chapter 6. Now, let's go into today's reading, and I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all of Mark chapter 7. It is called Defilement Comes From Within. Well, what does defilement mean? It means dirty, polluted, tainted, unclean. Let's read Mark 7, starting at verse 1. Then came unto him the Pharisees, let me read that again. I'm getting thrown off. I always throw myself off, and I ought not do that. It says, then came together unto the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. Now, let me tell you what I know about the Pharisees. The Pharisees were a group of people that criticized Jesus for teaching the law. And I teach the law in Jesus of Moses. Whatever Moses wrote and the men after him, like Jeremiah, his laws, I teach his commandments, statutes, and judgments. And so that's who the Pharisees were. They were against Jesus for teaching, keeping the laws of Moses. And certain of the scribes. Now, the scribes were those Jews who interpreted the laws that Moses wrote. And they were in conflict with what Jesus said. And that Jesus says he had authority over those laws. And the scribes disagreed with him at that time. Now, that's what I understand about those two type groups of people. Let's pick up reading at Mark chapter 7, verse 2. And when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. And the Pharisees and all of the Jews, except they washed their hands oft, O-F-T. That means they would wash their hands often and eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And this is what this lesson is about. You're holding the tradition of elders, what the man-made laws, but you're not keeping the law of Jesus. And the man-made laws will defile you. And that's what I want you to get from reading of Mark chapter 7. Let's read verse 4 of Mark chapter 7 and from there on, then on continue reading. And when they came from the market, except they wash hand, they eat not, and many of the things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, pots, and brazen vessels of the table. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not the way of the disciples, according to the tradition of elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands. With unwashed hands. And Jesus answered and said unto them, well, Elias, or I guess that is the name. Maybe, yeah, I'm going to say Elijah prophesied of you hypocrites. And hypocrites are people that do one thing and tell you, that say one thing, and they will do what they tell you. They will not do what they tell you to do, but what you want you to do, what they tell you to do. Or at least they don't practice what they preach. That's what I'm trying to say about a hypocrite. As it is written, the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Howbeit in vain, vain means uselessness or worthlessness, do they worship me, teaching for doctrines of the commandments of men. And this is what Jesus is talking about. You're defiling yourselves with the doctrines of the commandment of men. For instance, in the United States of America, they have recently passed the same-sex law. The same-sex people can be in a sexual marital relationship. And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 22, it tells you that a man shall not lay with a man as he lays with a woman. And that's biblical. That's scripture. I am not telling you, well, times have changed and all this sort of thing. Jesus says that his laws and commandments do not change. This is why he's quoting the laws of Moses to the Pharisees and the scribes here in Mark chapter 7. Let's read verse 8. And laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the traditions of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things alike you do. And he said unto them, that he is Jesus. He said, full well you reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your own traditions. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curses the father or his mother, let him die to death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or his mother, it is corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you mightest be profited by me, he is set free. So whatever gift you give to the Pharisees or whatever, you say, man says that you may profit it. You're released from the curse of cursing your mother and father, but you are not. The Bible does not release you. That's what man says. That is what Jesus is saying in this scripture to me. Let's pick up reading at verse 12. And you suffer him to go no more to do out anything for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which ye have delivered. And many such things do you do. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken. Hearken means listen to. It says, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that enter into the man that defileth him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defilement, that defile the man. those things, those laws and traditions that come out of men, that is what defiles the man. And that is what Jesus is talking about here in this scripture. In my view, verse 16, and if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. And when he has entered into the house, from the people, his disciples ask him concerning the parable. And you know, a parable is a story. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive? Excuse me, I burped. The word perceive means to understand or become aware of that whatsoever thing that without entereth into the man cannot defile him, but it enters not into his heart, but into his belly, and goes out into the trough, purging all meat. So the food that you put in, it does not defile you. It comes out through your rectum, and it goes through your belly. But what Jesus is talking about, the laws and the rituals that man has made. For instance, there is coming up Thanksgiving or Christmas. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Now you read it for yourself. It tells you those are the tradition of the heathens. And black folk in America, in the United States of America, and in the islands, we are not heathen. We are the Hebrews. We are not of the Idumean or the Edomite or white man. Leave their traditions alone and come back to the traditions that Moses wrote, the Bible, the commandments, the laws, and statutes that Moses and his apostles, not his apostles, but his prophets wrote. That's what we are to do. Let's pick up reading at verse 20. And he said, that which cometh out of man, that defileth man. Let me read that again, because it sounds like I misread it. And he said, that which cometh out of man, that defileth the man, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications. And fornications are people that are having sex, and they are not married to each other. And adulterers are married people having sex with people other than their spouses. And murderers, verse 22, these covetousness. Covetousness is the desirous of the wealth of someone else. Wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is lewd acts, lust, you know, and sexual things that we're not supposed to do, that Leviticus chapter 18 talks about. Verse 22, and the United States has made, in my view, the error and said you can do that, and they're going against the will of God. And they, well, at one time said they will have you swear on the Bible, yet they don't abide by the rules of the Bible. And let's keep reading. An evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these things come from within and defile the man. And that's true. The man-made laws will defile you. verse 24, and from this means from that place, he arose and went out into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into the house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nature, and she begged him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast unto dogs. Yes, he is calling that woman of Greek origin a dog. Jesus came for us Israelites and the tribe of Judah. And this is what I have read in the Bible someplace. I can't remember exactly where. But he did not come from all people. And yeah, Jesus is love. And he has allowed us Israelites to go through all this because our foreparents were wicked or evil and did not keep his commandments. And if you read in Revelation chapter 2, also in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, it says, those who call themselves are Jews, they are not. They are the children of Satan. And right now, you have many Edomite preachers talking about give monies and what have you unto the Jews. And they are sending, they're supposed to give that money to us because we are the real true Israelites, but they're sending that money to the children of the devil. What? To the children of Satan. It's all in the Bible. You read it. It will explain it to you. I don't have that much time left. At least I'm looking at my clock. This clock that I have at home, it doesn't work. The air time that comes up on Blog Talk Radio for the last 4 weeks has not worked properly. Let's read verse 28. And he said unto them, yes. And she said, yes. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, but this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And when she talked to her daughter, laid upon the bed, I'm going to stop here at verse 31, and I will be back next Sabbath. I pray that my lesson will start at its regular time at 8 o'clock. But if God wants this time set for me, maybe where I should stay. But I like the 8 o'clock time. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Also, Father in heaven, I want to thank you for your continual protection of the evil one in keeping him away from us, your sheep. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And it's next time, I pray that I'll be with you next time. I want you Edomites to read, since your pastors seem not to be telling you, read Isaiah chapter 13, and then from all 13, and then read verse 14 and verse 1 and 2 of verse 14. If the Edomites, Isis is mentioned, in my view, when I read in Isaiah chapter 13, those people, you cannot buy them with silver and gold, and they are attacking. They are coming after your head. And it's you they're coming after, because you claim power over everyone on this earth. But you are wrong.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause he